Better Sex Blog, Archives for October 2014. Orgasm Fairy Tales and the Movies, Part 1, by Batsheva Marcus, LMSW, MPH, PhD. You watched a movie last night and you're wondering, yet again, why the woman in the movie was writhing, screaming, and moaning when she reached orgasm, and why, let's be honest, your orgasm seems so pale in comparison. Or, worse yet, why you're not having orgasms at all. There are many parts of sex which get horribly distorted by movies, but perhaps none as much as orgasm. Whenever I speak, I point out that movie scenes have probably created more misconceptions about sex than parents have, and that, frankly, is saying a lot. In movies, when you have sex, the clothes fall off magically. What, no buttons, zippers, or neck holes? The penis seems to magically find its way into the vagina like a homing pigeon. What? No one's hand is guiding it? And there seems to be no wet spot at the end of the tryst. But perhaps most problematic is that the women's orgasms, which happen from vaginal intercourse only, are loud, explosive, and usually happen conveniently at the same time as her partner's. This falls under the heading of fairy tales, where princesses with long blonde hair allow access to prison towers. Sorry, folks, that scenario just doesn't exist in our world, although the story is entertaining. The problem is that for many of us, this is all the information we've ever gotten about orgasms. My next post will try to give you more realistic information about orgasms, so stay tuned.